Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
I knew it was going to be a tough meeting. Negotiating on things I knew where we had very different views. And the thing is, we're heading into this meeting with a history of some really difficult, really emotional, and defensive interactions. I know I was defensive in some, and I was aggressive in some, and it wasn't how I wanted to be. The question was, is there anything I could do to make this meeting more productive? I've heard there's a quote that's on one of Oprah's doors. Quote, be responsible for the energy you bring into the room. That's what I needed. I didn't want to break or further damage our relationship. So what could I do? Wendy Palmer, author of Leadership Embodiment, says it's a wattage game. Whatever wattage they have of hatred or anger, my intention needs to be to have a bit more wattage or energy of loving kindness or peacefulness. So, for example, when I was with a negative person the other day, if I had been present and if I had been conscious, I would have focused my energy on care in response to the amount of negativity I was receiving from him. But this isn't easily done. Just like that situation I just said, I didn't even notice that I had an opportunity to match or increase my positive energy or my loving energy to match his negative energy. So the first thing is notice it, understand it, and get more capacity to change it in the moment, to be more conscious around that. I read on BuddhaNet, visualizing can work too. Bring up a mental picture. See yourself or that person smiling or remembering as you have a mental picture of them, remembering the positive qualities, the gifts they've given, or the things that you can be grateful for. You can also do an auditory form of preparing yourself. Perhaps the simplest, and one that I use a lot, is the loving kindness meditation. Sharon Salzberg writes a lot about this. The Force of Kindness was the first book I read where I read about the loving kindness meditation. And it's a form of meditation where you repeat these phrases. And you can modify them. I've seen them in different language, but usually it starts with may I be safe, may I be healthy, may I be happy, may I live with ease. Those are these four phrases. You start with yourself and you repeat these phrases either out loud or silently to yourself. And then think about someone that you really love, no question about it, and have them in your mind's eye as you do these phrases. Perhaps extend it a little broader to people, you know, you feel good about, not hostile towards. And then if you can, extend these phrases towards that person as well. So I did this. I did this prep. I did the visualizing of the person and the things I appreciated about them, the qualities that they have brought into the world that I'm grateful for. I also did the loving kindness meditation. And then I thought, okay, what else do I need to do to prepare myself as I head into this meeting? So I brought a candle and I went into that meeting calm, not reactive. It went fine. It wasn't easy because there were tough conversations to be had, but I could honestly say I cared about that person and I didn't feel like I had to defend myself. And the best part was we didn't break relationship. It was hurt. It was damaged from the previous interactions, but we were able to keep it together and not fully lose a relationship that we both valued. It's so easy to fall into the victim mentality or the holier than thou. The psychologists say that's often the way we think about things. I'm okay, don't know about you. And it's tough work to hold on to humility and loving kindness. Being intentional about the energy we bring into the world. And yet we have such impact. Let me close with a quote by Mother Teresa. I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. What ripples do you want to create?
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.